extra.
Sales red meat. That's what it is. Red meat that you can take out into the street 1 minute after you hear it and turn it into money.
In a New York minute?
No, actually, Jenny, in a Jersey minute. And today's Sell or Die Extra is brought to you by...
Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like? A lot of people think that cold calling is still a way to sell, and they are dead fucking wrong. And today I'm joined by Anthony Iannarino. He's a classic. He literally is a genius of sales, has written 3 books on the subject, and still thinks that cold calling is okay. And I'm here today to talk to him about why he needs to change his mind. And he's here today to change mine or try to change mine. And I think it's a bunch of bullshit.
I think you set the bar a little high there on the changing your mind.
And welcome. So tell me about why cold calling is wonderful.
Why cold calling is wonderful is because you can choose a target account that you want. You can identify 3 or 4 stakeholders that have the kinds of concerns that would cause them to want to meet with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can reach them.
So it's
them
not
directly.
A cold call. It's a targeted cold call.
It's a targeted cold call.
Okay. Yeah, so let's get that straight.
So,
you're not looking in the phone book, start with the A's.
Well, listen, I will tell you, I started with A's in the phone
book.
And I'll tell you why, because that's where the phone numbers were. So
right.
what was I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
My dad had a buddy. He got a job in sales. And when he was interviewing for the job, he said, will I be provided with leads? And they said, more leads than you can ever call. He sat down first day, sales manager walked in, threw the phone book on his desk.
Yeah.
But that's the way that it worked. That's where the phone numbers were, so that's where you had to go. But it's targeted. It's not just smile and dial random people.
Mm-hmm.
You should know who you serve.
Well, it depends. If you're cold calling for an HBO subscription.
Right, dial everybody.
Right.
Yeah, dial everybody. If you're B2B though, do some research. Figure out how do I help these people? Why are we better than the competition for them? What ideas do I have that are going to be valuable to them? Then you can make a call. The reason it's cold though is not that it's targeted. The reason that it's a cold call is they're not expecting your call.
So I have to receptionist or a admin, whatever they call them. How do I get through to the boss?
There's almost no receptionists or admins anymore.
Don't give me that bullshit.
There's all just a tree.
Just answer my question. How do I get through the admin?
Well, there's choices. My first choice is to win him over and say, listen, you work very closely with Mr. Gittimer.
Yeah.
And I have this idea and I'd like to vet it and see what you think about this and if it might serve him. And then I'm going to start trying to get this person on my team. That's my first choice. I like friends rather than enemies.
Okay, guys, if you want to know how to really do it, just get the secretary or the admin or the administrative assistant, whatever they call them, and say, listen, I know you actually run the place, but I'd like to speak to the person that thinks they do.
Right.
And that way she smiles. Huh? Yeah, it's a good line.
Good line.
So
probably not wrong either.
No, exactly. Yeah. So I get through to somebody. I get a voicemail. Now what do I do?
You leave a voicemail.
And what do I say?
I'm going to leave about a 45-second commercial as to what value I intend to create for them with their time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell them that I'm going to follow up with an email.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell them what I want and that I'm going to be calling them back at the same time on Thursday. Or on Monday the next week,
mm-hmm.
because I don't expect them to call me back. They're not going to call me back.
I'm going to say, Jeffrey Gittimer here, just 704-333-1112. Give me a buzz. That's what I do. I leave my name and number and I'm done. And that way it's like intriguing, like who is this person rather than a diatribe about. Now that's just individual,
sure.
What we do, how we do it.
Well, I don't think there's one right way. And the thing about you, and I would tell you, one of the challenges that you have is you look at the world through Jeffrey Gittimer eyes.
Right.
Okay, so you are resourceful, creative, playful.
Yes.
So you should be that when you sell. But if you're analytical and you're not and you try to be funny.
You're not going to be funny.
You're not going to be funny.
Yeah, I don't argue with that. But
look, if that's what you are though, you should be that. If you're super analytical, be the smart guy.
When I was cold calling and I made sales, I said to myself, this is bullshit. I'm smarter than this. I don't need to call these people like this. There's better ways to connect with them. And then the internet came along and I go, oh, this is unbelievable. So I would connect with somebody or somebody would connect with me. And that starts a dialogue, especially I wrote a column every week for 15 years in the business paper. And people – I said, hey, if you want to fax me something, I'll fax you back something. And we would get hundreds of faxes a day. I had three fax machines and one full-time employee that all they did was fax shit in and out. It's pretty cool.
And you developed relationships.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I gave him something for nothing, and then I gave him something else for nothing, and then I could call them. Hi, this is Jeffrey Gitterman.
You made deposits in a relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that. So I don't make a cold call. I make a warm call to someone that already knows me. I don't need to explain who I am, why I'm there. Fuck all that. That's a waste of time for them. Hi, my name is Jeffrey Gitterman. Have you ever heard of copy machines? Like a douchebag.
Yeah, I wouldn't start there.
Okay, so yeah, well, but think about it. The average cold call person who's going into an office to make a cold call has to say who they are and what they do.
Or you have to say who you are and what you care about.
Yeah, it's still a cold call.
It's still a cold call because they're not expecting the call.
Right, and you're interrupting their day. They're in the middle of between 100 and 1,000 things, and you're a nuisance.
But
because I mean, probably already have what you're selling me.
You already do. I'm trying to steal you from my competitor. But here's the thing. You're drowning. I'm a lifeguard. I'm a world-class lifeguard, a great swimmer. And I walk by and I'm like, that sucks that you're drowning, but I don't feel like interrupting you. I mean, that would be rude to interrupt you while you're struggling to get this result that I could help you get right now today. What am I – I'm gonna call and interrupt them because I have real value.
Okay.
What
so why don't you interrupt them like this? Why don't you interrupt them like this? I don't interrupt. I don't go with a statement. I go with a question. Hi, my name is Jeffrey Gitterman. Can you take a moment and tell me about the last time you called for copy or service and tell me what happened? Yeah. And that's off guard.
Right.
You're not expecting that whatsoever.
Because it's a pattern interrupt.
Right.
And pattern interrupts are great because now they have to, well, what are you talking about?
I'm going to start with, if I'm going to make a cold call, I'm going to start with a question. I was teaching people at a cable channel station, which will remain anonymous. And it's the cold call started by saying, Mrs. Jones, if you could have one channel only on your television set, what would it be about? And they go, well, there wouldn't be any sports on there. Mm-hmm. Now, what do I know?
Yeah, everything you need to know.
It would have a lot of kids stuff and movies and yeah. Okay, so now I've gotten this person to emotionally spill their guts. I can start to talk about what I do. And 1 minute? Okay. We have 1 minute to finish this.
Wow. Okay,
yeah.
Lynn, I declare myself the winner of this debate. And in the last minute, I'm going to bask in the glory. No, here's what I'll say.
Nobody wants the cold call.
I know that, but let me say one thing here. What has been framed up on social media, particularly LinkedIn, with pseudo-sales experts, phonies, yeah. Fakes, charlatans,
oh my God, it's
is
horrible.
Never cold
it's
call.
Horrible.
And the fact of the matter is never cold call is a bad idea. Really smart cold calling, and whether you're using a resourceful approach like yours, which is creative and I would totally support, or one of mine that's more square but saying, look, I have strategic outcomes I can enable for you and it's worth a 20-minute executive meeting to learn these things that I know that would help you with your business. Whatever it is, those aren't the only ways to prospect. And it's been set up as you can either cold call or you can use LinkedIn. No, you can do both. You could ask for referrals.
No argument.
Yeah.
So let me two things. Number one, post value messages on every social media and somebody will find it and like it and say thanks for this. And that's a lead.
Right.
Final note, cold calling is a lousy place to make a sale. But cold calling is a great place to learn how to sell. You have a minute to try to get to a decision maker. And normally, if you get there, you're so surprised you don't know what the hell to say. I was like, I just need 5 minutes of your time. Can I come by and bore the shit out of you with my slides?
This is my favorite thing to do when salespeople call me. I'm like, you've got my attention. Pitch me.
Yeah,
and then exactly. They fall apart. They're like, what? What?
Yeah, exactly.
No, pitch me.
All right. So I want to thank Anthony Iannarino for being here on the Sales Back and Forth. And we will look forward to having him again soon. Diehards, please go out and buy his book. It's called Eat Their Lunch, and it's all about how to steal customers from your competitor.
Correct.
And thank you, Anthony, for being here, and thank you for being bald.
Thank you.
This has been a Seller Die Extra. If you like it and you like the show and you like all the information that's inside of it, go to thegittimerlearningacademy.com and subscribe. What are you doing? What's this noise?
I'm going to gittimerlearningacademy.com to subscribe.
Way to go. Way to go. You can also subscribe to Sell or Die on Overcast if you have an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to the store and get an iPhone. Or if you don't, go to iTunes or Stitcher and come back every single Tuesday for a full Sell or Die episode with expert sales analysis that will help you do the one thing you're hoping for, make more sales.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.